Blog Talk Radio.
And that's how we started, right? That's how we
started.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal for Halal Industry Do For Self. We thank Allah, and we always like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As I said, we thank Allah for this opportunity, once again, to reach out to any listening audience that believe we should be motivated to do for ourselves. Our goal from the halal industry is, number one, to create economics for ourselves and our people. As I said last week when I spoke to Imam Muhammad years ago, 95, I mentioned to him how I saw the halal. It's a business, yes, it could be a business for somebody if that's the biggest we can see. And when we see a little bigger, we find out it's economics for our people. And when I say our people, literally, I'm not just talking about the Muslims. The Muslims are the model of what Allah wants us to be. What Muslim? He said he created everything Muslim. Everything in creation is created to submit to his will. But a lot of time as humans, and we're the only ones that have the power to do this. As human, we take for granted the blessings he gives to us. When we look at how everybody, excuse me, and everything grows in life, for that which we could see with our naked eye, the pattern is pretty much the same. You look at dogs, an animal that we see more regularly than we see anything other, except for maybe cats for cat lovers. Every now and then you got a nice group that work with birds. But basically, dogs and cats is the biggest thing. And you find that Allah has given to that life a similar life to ours. It's a male and female, that reproduces and have more cats and dogs. Just like the man. I don't know about angels. I don't know how they created. Allah hasn't given me that insight. But angels enjoy what they do, and their job is constant just in whatever he's assigned them to do. Angel of death. He don't lick his mouth and everything, but he loves taking somebody to the hellfire. He loved that. He loved taking the body and relieving it of the soul. That's his job. I don't mean he loved it with like a hatred for the human. It's not that kind of love. But he loved doing his job, his assignment that Allah gives to him. And he won't turn away from it. The only thing I've ever read that shows that the angel of death was a little hesitant is when he went to take Moses. And according to the writings, Moses punched him and knocked his eye. Could be believable or unbelievable, but I like the story. The angel didn't do what he wanted to do to him. The angel didn't get mad. He went back to Allah and said, your servant is not ready to go. He said, what did he want? He said, he's just not ready to go. Says that Allah says, go back and tell him to put his hand on the back of a cattle, and whatever amount of hairs are under there, I forget the number, he said, I'll give him so many years for each hair. And it might have been like 10 years for every hair. It could have been 100 years. I don't remember the stories. It wasn't out of these. Good story to read. I mean, we don't have to take it away, but I'm just looking at this is feasible with Allah because we don't have to want to die. I don't think we'll all get the same break that Moses got. I think that was the tell us a story. When he went back to Moses and told Moses what Allah said, Moses felt bad and submitted. Said, now take me now. I don't know the way it was said. Did he say take me now? Because that was just too much time to be putting on earth to put his hand over something and get that many years No. What Allah has for us when it's time to go is better. Even if it's to remain in the grave for a while, where we going after that, if we did what we're supposed to do, it's much better than this. Now, don't take your life, because that caused you to lose your gift. So our picture has to be, or should be, I should say, that he has given to us the crown of creation, the man, not the white man, not the Chinese, not the this, the that, the black, or whoever, to the whole humanity, with the halal industry and with our progress that we hope to make with establishing the model community that Imam Muhammad has spoken about. These things are before us to do, just like everybody else do. Do you know once upon a time there was no houses like we see today? I mean, I'm saying it this way, but me and Nate and James just had a conversation, and I didn't know that they were so much younger than me that they didn't see some things that I saw when I was young. So it's some people that didn't see some things. But the bottom line is, when we look at the gift that has been given to humanity, African Americans, descendants of slaves, why don't we see what other people see? I think sometimes we get caught up and we want to be somebody else. Sometimes I think some of us don't believe we could do it. That's why we have to read the Quran more. And in reading the Quran, see that Allah is empowering the reader. He's allowing us to see the gift he has for us. And that's any of us, male, female, whatever our skin color, whatever part of the earth we're from, whatever language we speak. So if we're trying to build in this society, Allah has already given us a design, especially those of us who came through the Nation of Islam, who continued behind Imam W.D. Muhammad. Those that did that, we already got the pattern of how to build. I love saying it about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. Forgive him the shortcomings and give him paradise. Here's a man that's born 1897. And any of us that got any age, a youngster might not understand it. But you know, in 1897, our people, male, female, child, or adult, blind, crippled, crazy, whatever the case may be, we didn't have it good here in America. We were still coming out of the chains, so to speak, that they had around our legs and around our arms, whether we had chains on us for real or not. We were not able to just walk where we wanted to go do what we wanted to do in 1897. You know, after slavery, I marvel at the people that were part of the Reconstruction body, the African Americans, that were able to sit as Congress people, et cetera. And I don't know how far that went. Remember when I first started reading, I said, this got to be a fairy tale. Somebody just wanted us to feel good. But Allah is God. And so many of our people in 1897, now let me back up, because I know this as a witness of people I knew. In the 1950s, there was a lot of adults couldn't read or write. A lot of adults that just put a check beside their name.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they started voting, the white man was said, put your check there, boy. Talking to a grown man. You don't know how to sign your check? And he wasn't talking about money. He mean put his check on paper. His ex on the paper, check, whatever.
Yeah,
mark
check,
in that
mark,
box.
Mark,
yeah, put that in there. And think about how cool that got to be. How you know I voted if I just put a check on the box? You know, I mean, now, if I'm the only one that can't read, that's one thing. It's what we've been blessed to go through. The channel that Allah has allowed us to come through was prepared by him. Allah, that is. Caucasian couldn't have dreamed of that. But here's this man, like I say, 1897, he's born. He got a third grade education. So say he, by 1903, he's getting out of the third grade, 1902, either one, whatever. might have been 1906. They might have kept him out of school until he was, should have been out almost shining shoes or doing something, making a little money. But, you know, but actually, whenever it was, he was empowered by Allah. And this is what we have to remember. If we don't believe Allah did that, then we commit shirk. You know, we like to tell people, or let people tell us, we don't know nothing. You didn't come on the right akida. If Allah gave it to you, it's the only akida you can get. It's the only path. It's the only direction. It's the only guidance that you can get that's going to be safe for us, for the humanity. So here's a man that got something that he was able to take a body of people across the country. He didn't just do this in no one area. Over a short period of time. Yes, it's the 7 more years to be 100 years that he first began working the Nation of Islam. When Farad Muhammad released everything to him in the 30s, 1930s. There's a few more years. It'll be 100 years. But if we take a real good look at what we look like as a people, uneducated, not because we didn't want to be. The Caucasians of those times would kill their own if they saw one of their own teaching us the alphabet. Not how to read, just teaching us the alphabet. He didn't want us to, there were some of them that didn't even want us to find out how to put a word together with the letters. Now, God says to us, I like to say it all the time, one of my favorite ayats, verses, when the victory comes, stay humble, stay in prayer, and don't do to them what they did to you. So I'm not saying this for us to get angry and look at Caucasians and look at them. And, no, Allah gave us a gift. He gave us an assignment that he knew he put what was in us to survive and pass the test. We can come out of slavery, and they go a body of men and women sitting with suits on, part of the reconstruction. So they must have, that group had to know how to read or something. But it didn't stop there. Again, here's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. There was a lot of other people too. For us, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stood way out front in successes. We know there are other, Booker T. Washington, and what's the one that did the hospital? We all know who they are. Yeah, Frederick Douglass, all of them, but it was the brother that gave the formula with the blood, and then when he came himself, it needed
Drew.
No, that ain't Drew. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one, too. I don't believe it's Drew. Yeah, but either way, Drew did the plasma? Okay, they would let him in. That's him. That's him. You're right.
Yeah.
I thought it was another name on that. But nonetheless, my point is, we don't need to waste time with getting angry like that. That ain't gonna never happen. If it happened, that'll have to be something they got to sneak and do. Allah allowed that to happen. But Allah has also put in us the ability to build a community. Say to yourself, prove it. Not just talking to me. Say it to yourself. Prove that. Find something that exists in the world today that we live in America that we ain't in. Everything that needs to be built, we know how to build it. We don't have the wealth to build it. We don't have the unity we're supposed to have to build it. But we've seen, and they've seen, a body of people that came over the kind of unity that we could build anything. And somebody might be jumping up right now talking about, yeah, their group. No. It was down over Elijah Muhammad. You can't take that from him. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was the one that brought the body along that looked like we changed in front of us as a people, changed right in front of our own faces. With that and with those, our Christian brothers and sisters and others, we can build anything that's been built There's nothing exists in the world that we can't come together and build, whether it could be seen or not. And what I mean by that is we can't see the waves going through the air that cause us to talk to each other on phones, on mics, and it go all over everywhere, in a little box, in a little capsule, whatever the case may be, in a big car, big truck, in the plane, across the world, we can hear and see each other. But we got people that are part of that technology. We just got to come together and make sure we build everything that's necessary. When we see a man, any type, any, I almost say flavor, color, all that, but any body of men, whether they're Caucasian, whether they're African-American, whether they're Chinese, whether they're Spanish, Polish, whatever the case is, the only time you see something look like they're out of place is if they've been harmed or if they had birth defects in their body and didn't grow naturally. But basically, Allah has given us, every one of us, the same. And he gave it to us to learn from one another. If we learn from one another, we see that this society is built on unity first. Where do you learn that at? With your father and your mother. Right at home, you learn to work together to build up what you got. Keep it clean. Take things from being cluttered out of the way. Make things useful. Don't just throw good things away. We can build factories. That's what Halal Inc. is about, the Halal industry, do for self. We want to do industry. As I said to Imam Muhammad in 95, this is not just a business. This is an industry. This is the economics for our people. He said, I agree, man. I agree. And it's something that we got to get our people to see. I don't believe nobody's ice is colder than my ice. Nobody. That means even one that's on top looking like me. His ice is no ice is ice. When I drive down the road, I drive just like everybody else. I got to put gas in my vehicle, or unless I got an electrical one, I got to charge it up. When we eat, one of the things that we should get tired of hearing, they say our communities are food deserts, meaning we can't feed ourselves. We got to change that. We'd like to work to establish a model community within a short period of time. We want to be really stepping into that picture, 2024. We're looking forward to have conversation on that next month. No, this month, for real, on Zoom. I don't have the information in front of me, but Sister Martha Nile on AM360, she has it. She has it printed, and I have to send it out. And then those who get it, I pray you send it out. We need people to come on board that have their own skills, and let's discuss and plan how to establish the first model community. And we're going to follow the model to be the model. What do I mean by that? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a model. He opened up a temple. Yes, it was in the same city that Farad Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, the teacher Farad Muhammad, taught him in. He had his problems there. He had to leave. From his own people, from his own family. So he had to leave. And eventually, of course, he had to go on the run, and then eventually he is in jail. But his wife was, and she was able to carry the weight of what she found for him to believe in. He didn't find it for his family. She found it. She was the one able to bring him to see that if you listen to this man, what he's talking about, I believe this is the spirit that you need to do what you have to do. She didn't know he was going to be, called the message to the black man, the messenger to the black man with a message for the black man. She didn't know that. But she knew the man had a message that could get him where he needed to be because she knew him. So we're going to take a PSA right now. And can we get, no, I can't even take it because I don't see the, how to, for some reason, my box ain't doing what it's supposed to do. Maybe we'll get it beforehand, but we're going to take a PSA either way.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to read from the fourth surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Nisa, ayahs 101, 102, 103. When you travel through the earth, there is no blame on you if you shorten your prayers for fear the unbelievers may attack you. For the unbelievers are unto you open enemies. When thou, O messenger, art with them, and stand fast to lead them in prayer, let one party of them stand up in prayer with thee, taking their arms with them. When they finish their prostrations, let them take their position in the rear, and let the other party come up, which hath not yet prayed, and let them pray with thee, taking all precautions and bearing arms. The unbelievers wish that we were negligent of your arms and your baggage to assault you in a single rush. But there is no blame on you if you pick away your arms because of the inconvenience of rain or because ye are ill. But take every precaution for yourselves, for the unbelievers Allah hath prepared a humiliating punishment. When ye pass congregational prayers, celebrate Allah's praises, standing, sitting down, or lying down on your sides. But when ye are free from danger, set up regular prayers. For such prayers are enjoined on believers at stated times.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother James. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Initiative for Self. And I'm here with two of the co-hosts, Brother Nathaniel Muhammad and Brother James Bashir, who works with we've been working together on things for years, so known each other a long time. And our goal is to build something, build through the halal industry. You know what I mean? We're going to need people to show themselves their strengths, because one day this body, if the Allah please that we live and we find the success that we're reaching for, we'll be looking for people to help put in business. Then I believe after we do it a while, we'll find other people got wealth to help us put our people in business. We have to build homes. We have to build everything. So when it comes to, we need, in from my viewpoint, we need the wealth that comes through having businesses, good business. And no business is too small, but we got to build some large industries. The halal industry, we believe, once we open this property up here, we've got a property that we plan to tear down. Some people are aware of it. We've had it for 18 years. And we've had to struggle. You know, I know we trust Allah, so we ain't worried about it. But we had to struggle because we know that sometimes there are people in cahoots, lawyers in the city, architects and developers in and around the city, that tries to squeeze the little people out of it and what they got. Allah's permission, they haven't squeezed us out yet. Been a minute. And I'm a firm believer that Allah tells us we should pick up from what he gives to us. That if you want something, sometimes you'll be tested with it to see if you're really committed to what you want. I'm committed to this. If I live, I see ourselves with the halal processing plant open, with businesses open in our community. You want to know how we can stop youngsters from killing each other? We have to build something. Many of the youngsters, I've heard them say, over a lifespan, the old heads ain't doing nothing for us. They can't tell me nothing. All that kind of stuff, like it's a competition. Where did they get that from? They didn't get it from us. But they see it. Well, let me say this. They didn't get it from all of us. There were some that always rejected the older. But the majority of us, we didn't reject our parents and the seniors. We reject them when they're trying to tell us something and we find that they're playing games. That's right. They don't know what they're talking about, something like that. But for the most part, we got to come together. Even if we're talking here, we're appealing to a body of people. And say you were the only ones that's listening. You're the only one who we're talking to.
and you didn't want to build with us. It's okay. We still got to build. But even if you don't build with us, you got to build with somebody. Why? Our children need it. This ain't about me and you. I mean, I'm thankful to Allah and myself, the brothers here. We're older. I'm older than them, but we're older. And I'm around people that's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a blessed life. If I go right now, they've heard me say it so much, they can say it for me. If I die right now, I'd have heaven all my life. All my life. I don't care where I was at, what I was doing, I had heaven in my life. We got to leave heaven for some of our young people. Or else we'll leave them in a world with people that will never open the door for them to be where they're supposed to be. This is not a life we get by war. This is a gift from Allah. Somebody don't want to let us in the door. We hear the young man down in the south saying, take the books out of the history column, out of school, that is, so the young can learn about that, what seems to be a terrible time. It may be a terrible time, but you still need to know what you came from. Those times didn't die. They're still in our genes.
Mm-hmm.
But we can make it. It should give us more reason to make it. When you look up and you find out, you know, we're not just sitting around now looking like we can't do nothing. We got things that we could do. And nothing holds you back as a people but yourself. Nobody else can stop us. No other race of people could come and tell us to stop working with each other. It's just our thinking. Some of us always want to bleed somebody's ISIS cola. When they wear that color, they look better than we look with it on, et cetera, et cetera. Now, anything anyone else got in the world, we can do it. If you can see it, if you can think it, you can do it. We want, within this month, I was saying, prayerfully, I don't have it in front of me right now, and I should be able to find it before I'm off, but we will take and announce what has been announced. We want people who have a talent and want to be involved with establishing a model community.
Mm-hmm.
We want to discuss it first through like a Zoom to find out who's who. Skill, even if you think you ain't got one, every skill is needed. Do you know if you just swept floors, that's a skill that's needed in a community?
Yeah.
Who keep the community clean? That's a job. And in this society as we see it, I was telling brothers, they went from trash trucks, from buggies and little carts walking around picking up trash to big trucks. And once upon a time, that was the question, was the blacks driving on a trash truck back then when I was a child? No, they wasn't. No, they wasn't. It was mostly Caucasians that had jobs of all types. Hispanics couldn't necessarily come in there and work. We saw them sometime, but I don't know where they worked at. To create what we need in our own area. And I don't mean we're taking it from somebody. No, we want to be cleared with all the proper insurances and what's necessary in the local, state, and federal government. Own a piece of this and change a piece of this land for ourselves. Do we want reparation? Yes. I ain't turning away from no reparation, but I ain't waiting on it. You want to really get reparation? Let us come together and put people in office that'll make a decision for us, even if we got to put all the people in office that look like us. Sometimes a man robs something from you and don't want to give it back. Or they might say, well, that was my father robbed you. Well, that's enough to get a butt whooping. So paying the reparation, that shouldn't be a problem. And I ain't talking about go out there and beat nobody. But I'm saying somebody's responsible, even if they want to act like they're not. We always get a start all the way on the end. I mean, we got to push ourselves up to the front. But we got to build something for ourselves to do that. And as I mentioned, we look and we agree
through consultation, talking to each other, seeing, I'm pushing for it, yes, initiating it if I can, the thought. No big eyes and little U's. We came from that world. But everybody has something to say about what they do that they should be able to see. It's needed in a model community. We don't need no stick-up guys in the model community. Now, we're talking about corruption. Yeah, we don't need that. Anything that's not falling in a line that will hurt us, we need it. We need technicians of all types. We need people who understand establishing the computer world or things like that. We need people who run airwaves, towers, or whatever, that we can speak to people look like us and don't look like us, not just in our little spot, but across the world. Since when airwaves got to only come through one group of people? All you got to do is know how to make them work, put the machinery together. And we got people work on everything, so why would we think we can't build what was already being built before we was even allowed to read? How many people we got working, making cars, that we can't open up a factory to make our own cars and make money, open our own bank, Graceline Credit Union. That's a start of a type of bank. It ain't the only type, but it's a start. We should be able to do everything that anyone else would do to build in the society in which we live. I'm going to take another PSA right here. Let Brother Nate or Brother James take over for a few minutes.
Assalamu alaikum, Nate Muhammad, AM360. We'd like to join us daily from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wari Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO Bilal Vick, and co-host Jane Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Vick is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build our model community. We also like to thank Sister Claire Muhammad, STEM School, for extending an extra airtime or opportunity for extra airtime to present our vision at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us info@cwsc.us. Visit AM360.org Parent Corporation Community Washore Conference at CWSC.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And also, for Sister Claire Muhammad School, STEM School, phone number is 515-602-9665. You can call in at that number here to call in that time to address or Any questions, suggestions, statements? So we'll be all right. Right now, we're going to give you back to the man.
Let's start a little bit.
So once again, we plan, we work to see ourselves working together as a people. This is 2023. I would pray. First of all, I do pray for all of us, those I don't even know, that we live a long time and learn to work together, learn to build. We have to establish legacies, and I don't mean just on paper in a safe somewhere. A story that's just told in the book, unless that book is still making money for the families that you leave behind. But a legacy I'm speaking of have to be touchable, not untouchable, but touchable, where our children are coming up and they're not facing the opportunity that's put before them, and that is to go to prison, to get on drugs, to put a gun in your hand. Whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, whatever. Why is it that our children get that? Why are they able to go into that? Because we don't control that. Even when it comes to the TV screen, some people say, well, no, I don't let my children watch the screen. No, you just need to put good stuff on it. There's nothing wrong with watching the TV. Find good things that they can look at, that you can look at, that upgrades all of our thinking. And that means, don't we have to own some studios like Tyler Perry walked up on? We need to be making movies. Oh, we Muslim. What different am I? Everything Allah created is Muslim. In this modern day time, we better show some picture of talking to our own people in more than one household. If you got a meat market, allow a meat market, and you want to put them in all over the city, and you want people to visit them, when you want to advertise, couldn't we have some of our people doing programs, shows on airways that belong to us? Being a Muslim don't mean you can't do nothing. Or you can't sing. Who said that? The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, told his closest companion, when you go to a people and you don't speak their language, don't lead them. Number one, don't get in front of them. Don't lead them. Number two, teach them just the five. In other words, the pillars. Once they got that, let them teach their own people. Don't you get in front of them. He emphasized that a number of times. Then he said, and if you, talking to the man, if you are wearing clothes that look like what their women wear, that could even apply to, say, what they used to wear. He said, get what the men wear and look like them. We, the African-Americans, we think we got to look like everybody else. Islam is not in someone else. Islam is given to everything by Allah for you to live your life and be an example. Be a mercy to humanity by being a good example. The good example is not becoming another people. That's one of the weaker examples. God tell you to save yourself and your family. He didn't tell us to go be somebody. He didn't tell us to be Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. He said, what's in him we need? What's in him? One of the things that's in him before he even got revelation, good character, respect, an honest man, a fair man. But not because he's an Arab, but that's the way Allah created him. Like, all of us are created like they're coming out of the womb. The society we live in changes. But you know if you're different, because even with the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, he tried to do what the people did in their culture. They used to go around the Kaaba naked, undressed and run around the Kaaba, men and women.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and he tried it. But every time he tried it, he couldn't get his clothes open. He'd pass out. He was protected. But look at us. Look at yourself, I should say. Would you run around naked? There's something wrong with you. Change that. Get the decency back in your heart. when we look at him saying, don't change the people's culture. In other words, the culture is given to every people by the way they grow up and where they come from. There's a lot of things bad or things that we don't need as we grow up. One is we grow up, they show the African American or the African man and woman always doing something like voodoo. Mm-hmm. They call it voodoo.
Yeah.
Voodoo didn't just come from people that look like us. Every man finding himself living in the wilderness took on something, trying to worship. Think about that. Why would any man just start practicing worshiping something that he don't know what it is, but he give it a name himself? It's in all of us to worship God, the Creator. But if you don't know him, you might call him by the wrong name. You may make a statue and say, this is my God. But Allah allows us, particularly us in our day and time, many of us, we know the Bible and the Quran. And the Bible ain't bad reading. It's just we can't go along with calling a man God. And the Bible don't really tell them to call a man God, but they can reference it like that. The Quran is clear. There's no God but God. He's one. Yes, we say the term Allah, the God. That's what Allah means, two words. Somebody say Dios. I believe it's Dios in Spanish, God. They're not wrong because they didn't say Allah. Allah says, sit down with what's common with you. What's common? We all came from God. Every man is a man. I don't have to argue with a homosexual about him wanting to be that or she wanting to be that. But if we sat down with what's common, they'll know right away that they messed up because Allah says in the Quran, I made a man and a woman to mate. And from them came nations and tribes. Well, when they get together with each other, they can't do it. I mean, common sense just have to go to their head, I believe. Do that mean they're going to change? No. Where's my proof that they may not change? Lot. That's my only question to those who have, and every one of us got family members that are homosexuals. I ain't going to beat nobody up because they're homosexual. I ain't going to haggle with them. Just don't act like you're going to put your lips on me. You know what I mean? We ain't got no problem. But the whole thing is a common sense thing that happens with every man and woman. There's something in us all that's calling for worship. And our minds, our bodies, our spirit know we should be worshiping something. And even if we don't know what it is. And too many fathers and mothers bring their children up without thinking. You know what I mean? I remember telling my father when I joined the nation, he asked me, why I'm following that man? I said, Dad, he's telling me everything you told me. No, we ain't talking. I said, he's the one that first told me to love yourself. No, they ain't the one. You the one told me, but they told me. Donald Elijah Muhammad, that's what the people is about. Coming together as one, building together, loving each other, worshiping God. I said, I ain't hear nothing contrary to what you did. He couldn't argue with that. He wasn't an arguing man anyway, but he couldn't argue with that. I'm comparing what good I got from him, and I see it in that body of Muslims, the nation of Islam at that time. And you know what I mean? Am I saying Christians can't be God-driven? No, I believe they are. It's their mistake to say a man is God or a man is the son of God or a woman is the mother of God. And that, all Christians don't say that. But too many of them do. And they don't correct each other. And here's another thing that just common sense. God, Allah, Dios, whatever, however they call him, the Creator, he don't have a birthday. If he got a birthday, he can't be God. He don't die. He don't even fake and die. You can't put him in no shroud because he ain't got no shape or form that you could touch. So
So we don't have to argue with people. We just have to be one and recognize that the empowerment that Allah gives the other man, he gives to us too. We have to believe that. We have to work as one. We need everybody. Just like he told the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him through the angel Jibril. Look into the creation and then look into yourself. What could that mean? I mean, it might mean different things. Without more explanation, it might mean different things. But to me, as soon as I heard it, it sounded like God was saying, Allah was saying to the angel to tell him that all this creation you see, what made it, made you. And just like you don't know all that's in the creation, you don't know all that's functioning in you, but it's working. And like that works, you have to work with your family. You have to work with your people. You have to work with humanity to get the best result. And don't listen to Shaitan. Shaitan can't bother us. We beat the hell out of Shaitan, trust me. Just when your jinn, your whisperer, the one that whispers to you, when you start taking on the shape of Shaitan, you lost. Somebody else, Shaitan can't beat you. There's not a Shaitan walking around that can beat you, but you could submit to yours. When we don't want to work together, that's the whispering of Shaitan. When we don't want to think that God gave to us the ability to do what other people do collectively. And you know what? I haven't met a group of people more forgiving than us.
Mm.
No matter what be done to us, we forgive.
Mm.
Others don't. Others don't even, when they were upon themselves, they don't always want to walk with us. And it's okay. We ain't got to dislike them for that. That's some growing they got to get. But if we're building a world that's a model for the humanity to have that cares for each other, we'll war with anyone that comes against us for not going out creating. And we're just building our society, looking at ourselves in a way to see that God has given us a special picture for ourselves. So special that he's going to give us the best of this world, but more importantly, he's going to give us the best of the next world. Those two worlds exist. In other words, watch what you say to yourself. There's one thing what you say to somebody else, but watch what you say to yourself. In other words, don't be a hypocrite yourself. All right? Because you know when you're slipping, when you're a hypocrite, you're missing out on what God want to give you. If we work together as one and care for each other and treat each other right, we're still going to treat other human beings right. Find that we got the exact talents. Who you think was the real farmer in slavery? So it's in our genes to build, to do things, to work. Caucasian really didn't learn how to work while we was around. They stood back and made sure we worked. Regardless whether it's small or large, didn't even cook. We need restaurants in our community that belong to us. Blouse Inc. want to help establish that. We want to take our profits, once we open up our property, God willing, and hit our mark where we have a profit that we can spend on others to go in business. We want to have where our people, our children can grow up seeing us. How did everybody get the store in our neighborhood and we got none just a decade ago? We had stores everywhere. Clothing, food, plenty of food stores. Hair salon, nail polish, and all that old stuff. I remember when I was a youngster. I wasn't even a teenager. My sister was right over me. She used to get me to do her fingernails. And she taught me that twirl, the mixture of colors and everything. And that's literally 60 years ago, 60 plus years ago. Now all of a sudden you can't hardly find our people doing that anywhere. And where you can find them, too many of our people will go to the Orientals, go to somebody else. And that's nice. You want to give them a little business too, but give yourself some business.
It took over the hair.
That's right. They cut men hair.
Yeah, they cut men hair.
Yeah. I walked in the barber that used to be
African American, I turned right around. I said, okay, I'll see y'all later. I ain't even get to shut the door. You know what I mean? They looked at me, but they knew what was happening. You know, all the African Americans, matter of fact, my wife cut my hair, mostly. But all the African Americans with barbershop, I can't go, I don't care if I know them or not. You know what I mean? Now if I'm going in, I'm smelling too much alcohol or reefer or something like that. No, I don't want to be in there.
Yeah,
but they're trying to do the $5 haircut to try to get us to cut away from our own.
Yeah.
But the key is we can't be traitors. How will we ever get up if we keep trading that for a dime? You know what I mean? And then with they say he sold the word of God for a few pieces of silver coin. Yeah, so that's what that means. For the Bible lovers, our Christian brothers and sisters, it ain't selling. You can't sell God out, but you trade against yourself. You trade against your own people, but you save a dime. Now, sometimes you only got you pick the dime out on the street, and that's all you got, and you hungry. That's different. But the average one of us that can afford it, we should be making our brothers and sisters strong. That people that go in a store, I don't like the way she talks to me. You don't like the way you talk, you just tell her. Say, hey, sis, I'm trying to support you. I ain't mad at you. You mad about something? And she might tell you to get the F out, get up.
She will tell you that.
Yeah, but the bottom line is,
told that.
But if enough of them hear that, they'll find they're putting themselves out of business.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we should be trying to support our own. Our dollars should be trying to go,
exactly.
go to our own. That's, exactly. that's what I'm saying. Because they spend with themselves.
That's right.
You ain't gonna hardly find them walking in our store.
They got this advertising business on Marshall Avenue in their language.
Yeah, that's right. Wasn't meant for us.
That's right.
So we're appealing to doing for self. We're African American descendant slaves, then we should do for self. Don't hate nobody else. Don't go into nowhere else. So, whole thing is do what we need to do. And when we see it that way, when we find it that way, we'll see that it's better than we thought. When we support each other, we'll put ourselves into the business. And that's where we need to be. So, again, Blouse Inc., the Halal Industry, do for self. One of its meanings is that we will be working in collaboration with Community-Wide Shore Conference and others to actually establish something that we will say is our, and I don't mean something like I'm just throwing something in the air. No, we want to establish a model community. Prayerfully, we'll have this conference coming on the 26th, and I will be putting it out on tomorrow's message because I didn't bring it with me. I got it written down, but it's not with me. So we want to pass that word because if you think you know what a model community looks like, we want you to be a part. We don't want this to be a decision of 1, 2, 3, 10 people. No, this is our decision. Our decision of what is it that take a model community. And think about it. You're talking about a model community. What do you need in a model community? Everything. Everything except for blight. Everything that except for things that will take us away from the love of each other, the caring for each other, or bring us into the destruction of each other. We want that to stay out. We're going to have our own security. You know, back in the day, the nation, we secured ourselves. Police was glad we was in the neighborhood. They saw that we could shut down things when they couldn't. Because they'd be scared. I used to tell them, be careful. You know you're a target. What you mean I'm a target? You don't want only want to ride around here with a uniform and a badge. Anybody can see you long distance if they want to hurt you. I mean, now, what was I saying? Should he be scared and shaken from up? No, you should be conscious. Don't come in here making no noise like you own the neighborhood. And most of them, they respected that. When I saw them, they'd speak. They was comfortable. But they weren't making a lot of noise hollering at people like some of them do. You know, shooting down people like some of them do. I mean, so we have to take charge of our own. We have to be those who see. We do the messaging for ourselves, and we work together. So I'm going to give the mic back, and probably by the time he finishes, we'll be off the program. I'll see you next week.
Yes, he will. Thank you, Brother Emmanuel.
Yes, sir.
Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Emmanuel Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Halal Faith, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Halal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build a model community. Also, we'd like to thank Mr. Claire Muhammad, STEM School, for the extra airtime to establish share our vision. I'm sorry. Yeah, call in live. Oh, Brother Muhammad was instrumental in that.
Yes, yeah,
okay, I'll get him this time. Call in live to speak to the host at 602-9665 for questions and comments. Also at am360.org, 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWCHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Parent Corporation Community Washore Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And yes, thanks to Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad, was instrumental in establishing this extra portion of the halal industry. For self, with your host, Imam Bilal, James Bashir, and Nate Muhammad. We also have another guest in the house that's been very instrumental in helping us in the background of establishing our administration aspect, Mr. Sherry Bilal. Thank you, dear. So with that, I don't know how much time we got, buddy. We out. I don't like it. See, that just gave you a shot, sister. You ain't appreciate it. I don't know. Okay.